Welcome to the early show, y'all. I am glad that you decided to join me, where you are sure to get your celebrity dose in a fantabulous way. A couple quick announcements before we do all that. If you are streaming live from EOTMradio.com, be sure to subscribe to receive alerts to future shows under the EOTM Radio Network. And be sure to, you know, I got to say this, be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm just a Twitter fiend. Follow me at EOTMPR. And if you are in our chat room, please be sure to leave your Twitter. And we promise to follow back. Me, myself, and all the other EOTM folks will definitely follow you. And also, y'all, it's Friday, and I'm kind of quirky, but it's okay. I got some hot new celebrity news that I'll be sharing with you guys in a bit. And if you didn't, oh, my goodness, it was so cute. It was the cutest picture of Heidi Klum and her hubby Lucille, they were at Disneyland on yesterday. And, oh, my God, if you didn't see the pictures, go now. Go right now. Well, actually, don't go now if you're streaming from EOTMradio.com. But go later and check out EOTMblog.com and check out the pictures of Heidi and her husband, Theo. They're so in love. It's so cute. I just love them to death. They're just the greatest couple ever. And speaking of great couples, y'all, we got some powerhouses in the house, if I can say that, if I said that properly, if I didn't. Forgive me, you journalism majors and you communication majors that are always trying to talk about me. I'm just kidding. But anyway, we got a powerhouse couple in the house, Joan Baker and Rudy Gaskins. And they are just doing some awesome, awesome things, and they're making their way to the E-Bus sofa right now, I think, right now.
And it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, considering we have Joan Baker and her husband, Rudy Gaskins, and I'm not even going to intro them like that because that's not even fair. That's not fair at all because these are some just phenomenal people. Joan Baker, she is the author of Secrets of Voiceover Success and co-creator of a hot new event, which is called That's Voiceover. And we also have her husband, who is a Emmy Award-winning producer and co-creator of That Voiceover, Rudy Gaskins. He is also co-writer of The Secrets of Voiceover Success. And with that, I'm going to welcome you and say hellos and your screams
thank
and all that
you,
great
thank
stuff.
Thank you, thank you.
Carla, we love being on your couch. It's mighty comfortable.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're comfortable. And
I like the sparkles on the pillow. That's very nice.
See, I did that just for you, Rudy. I did.
Love it.
I did.
Well, you
awesome.
Worked it, Carla.
And what are these, apple teenies? Look, they
yes.
look great.
Yes, drink up.
Friday.
Let me
That's
tell you,
right.
let me start off with this, y'all. You two are legends in the industry, and if I had my pom-poms, I would do a cheer right here. I promise you, though, I won't. Instead, I'll just, hopefully you guys will settle for a couple of hurrahs.
We'll take it.
Right, we'll take it.
Awesome. Well,
we're in good moods, Carla, so you're in luck.
Awesome. It's Friday, so you got to be in a great mood.
That's right.
But living your life, yeah, living you guys' life, every day is probably Friday. So, and with that, I want to, I guess, each of you, if you can share with our listeners a little bit more about you. And I, like I said, I know that you're legends in the industry, but some of our listeners, and I really hate to put it like this, but some of them have been living underneath a rock or something. And I love them all, but it is what it is. So, Joan, if you can start off and share with them a little bit about you and then pass the mic over to Rudy.
Sure. So I originally came from California, Northern California, and I moved to New York at a very young age and got on scholarship at Alvin Ailey, which is a major dance company and a force in the dance world. But it was very hard to make a living as a dancer, you know, like a good living. It's very few people, like a handful of people that really do. And I really wanted a career in show business. It was something I always dreamt about. So I somehow made my way into the voiceover industry, and I did a lot of work prior to getting in the voiceover industry in terms of on-camera work and trying to get an agent. But everyone has their plight, and my plight was that it was very hard for me to get an agent because I wasn't easily put into a box. Right. And a lot of show business is about types, and I was not an easy type to fit. So I went about and got into voiceovers by accident, and it happened to be the key that unlocked the lock.
Wow.
And then after I got a top agent in voiceover, I met my husband, Rudy, who at the time was a producer at ABC News, and he was producing spots for When Peter Jennings Was Alive. And so I was doing promos for those spots, and he was writing them and producing them. So that's how we met. And right away, we started working together, and because I was already teaching voiceover, and I was doing it for a living as well. And that actually goes hand in hand. There are many people that do it for a living and also teach it.
Right.
So Rudy came on board right away, And so we developed a partnership in terms of work at the very beginning of our relationship. And now it's turned into a very powerful pursuit that includes charity as well. Mm-hmm. And all facets of branding and promoting and voiceover and acting and directing. Take it away, Gaskins.
Well, let's see that. Well, I came up through the ranks at NYU Film and Television and left there and right away went into the feature film world working as an editor. I did a lot of stuff with Spike Lee and Jonathan Demme. My first film was actually with Francis Coppola as an apprentice editor on his Cotton Club, which is a old film now, but one I still love. But, you know, when you're doing editing, and directing was really my pursuit, you eventually realize that editing leads to more editing. So I said, let me just drop this now and go direct something. And in doing that, TBS took me on as a director for documentaries once they saw the work I was doing. And I traveled the world with them doing documentaries mostly about children, about youth, and then about science issues until I landed at ABC News in their on-air promotion department, where I met Joan Baker. And so we both have keys that unlocked locks in those days. And as Joan said, she was already teaching voiceover as well.
Right.
Because there are a lot of people who are interested in the voiceover world, but it's an anonymous business. Because folks are in a booth by themselves and you never see them, the whole business takes on that same characterization. And so it's kind of hidden. Nobody knows exactly how to get to it.
Right.
So when they meet someone like Joan, that's one of the first questions. How do I find my way in?
Right.
So when I saw what Joan was doing teaching folks, and I would sit in on her classes and watch, I realized very quickly that as a producer who writes and directs voiceover talent, that I could bring another piece to that puzzle that would help someone who's learning to really understand how to integrate all the pieces that are involved in becoming a really successful voiceover artist.
And
so
that impact
working.
Really made a difference.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so powerful. If I wasn't hosting this show tonight, I would be somewhere.
You'd be in my booth right now. You'd be in my booth.
I would be writing things down because you guys are so, you know, empowering, and I just definitely hope that our listeners are definitely benefit, get something from this, because I know that there's a lot of individuals that are looking to break into different types of industries, and voiceover definitely is a big one. Yes,
it really is.
And it's one like so many other careers. It takes dedication. It takes training. One of the great things about it, as challenging and as difficult as some parts of it can be, is that it's really fun to do. Once you make up your mind that you're going to dedicate yourself to this craft and really jump into it, it's like acting. It's fun. And you find out things about yourself that you never knew when you start when you're challenged to use your voice in new ways.
Well, one thing about the voice, though, I will say, is it really is holistic, your voice. As a matter of fact, you could be drop-dead gorgeous, you could be brilliant and smart, but if your voice somehow is stuck or small or kind of odd, people will dismiss it. They'll dismiss you, they'll dismiss it. Your voice is a really powerful instrument that really encompasses a holistic perspective. So in voiceover, you realize when you really start working on your voice, i.e. communication, people start to respond to you differently, and they start to react to you differently. And once you start to get that about yourself and voiceovers, it becomes a real passion. It's not something you can approach, unfortunately, on the side, because there are too many people that do it full-time, even if your career ends up being semi-part-time. But the pursuit and the craft is something you have to do full-time. And by the way, the craft will also help you in acting. It will also help your writing. It will also help your directing. It really is a kind of core, believe it or not, that can enhance other areas of performing.
Right. Right.
So it's an incredible career when you know that it's something you have to work towards and create
right.
and partner with another agent or producers or other people that can facilitate work.
And the average person interested in voiceover comes to us thinking that somehow in a very short period of time, maybe in just a phone call,
Right.
They can discover, uncover whether it's going to work for them. And that's the kind of question they come to you with. I mean, no one would ever go to a university and say, can I talk with someone over the phone and figure out whether becoming a lawyer is going to work for me?
Exactly.
But for some reason, they think a 10, 15-minute call about voiceover is going to give them that kind of answer. So you really have to be ready to jump in with both feet and prepared
and
for really uncovering all that's involved and getting into a career that other people have 25, 30, 40
yeah.
years of experience in.
And
right.
they're incredible.
Yes.
They're not average.
Yes.
They're incredible.
They're actors. They're storytellers.
Yes.
Wow. You guys are definitely powerful storytellers as well.
Well, we're on your couch, Carla.
Yes,
we're on your couch.
Yes. So, look, I know that you are here to talk about that voiceover, but before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about the book, Secrets of Voiceover Success. Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, all righty. It's just weird here in silence. But look, this is the thing. Because I read some really great reviews earlier today when I was Googling Secrets of Voiceover Success. And it was one in particular that I wanted to share with our listeners, and then you, Judy, or Rudy. I'm not Judy. I'm thinking I'm
Judy.
You can call me Judy, but you can call me Joan if you want to. That's no problem, Katie. I mean, Carla.
I'll take Judy.
See, you can't say, oh, my God, that's too funny. But I did read a very great review, so I wanted to share with our listeners.
Well,
and then,
thank you.
Yeah, and then Joan or Rudy can speak on it. All right, so this is from a guy. His name is Mark Spencer out of Massachusetts, and he said that he truly enjoyed reading this book. I didn't expect to find my life career path after reading it, but each of these amazingly different and unusual artists brought something unique to each chapter. Their struggles were all different. And although their responses to what their life would be like without their voices seem like an afterthought, their passion for the industry is crystal clear. For anyone that wants to get into the business or has even had a fascination with the who's behind the mic of my favorite show, this book should be among those you read, then read again.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I never heard that review.
Thank you, Michael Spencer.
Mark Spencer.
Oh, no, never read it. But I do want to say that one thing was he actually got my intention for the book, and that was to bring our stories to life in such a way that anyone that could read it could actually really viscerally feel how they could fit into the industry. And also the serious approach and also the path of the ups and downs and victories and failures and successes and rejections and all of that. I wanted people to really get in a diverse way everyone's experience, which is so totally different. So there is no one path to voiceover. You create your path as you go. So that's what everyone's stories kind of reflect, is that they had their own, they made their own way.
And that's what's been missing from every other, and there haven't been too many, but from every other book about voiceover that's been put out on the market, it's been from the perspective of one voiceover actor, primarily one voiceover actor who's looking for another avenue to promote themselves.
Right.
And so they write a story about their career, and voiceover is one of those career paths that varies tremendously depending on your background and the point at your life when you get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so by having this book with 21 different stories from Latinos to whites and blacks, everybody from all over the country involved, you really get to see all the different ways that it can happen, and you can piece together what parts of each of those people's stories work for you.
And by the way, the part that he's talking about that's an afterthought, which is how people would like their voices to be remembered, was actually not an afterthought at all. It was something that I wanted to connect to Alzheimer's. My father had passed away of complications of Alzheimer's, and that's what bore the book.
Wow.
I wanted to give back to my community, but it was also a way to to contribute to the disease that took my father away. So with the help of Rudy, we connected the fact that one of the things that when you have Alzheimer's and you go to it to the end of it as opposed to passing away from something else,
right,
you lose your ability to speak. And so one of the powerful things about voiceover is we spend our you know, self-expression on honing in on those communication skills. Meanwhile, I was seeing my dad losing his. And so at the end of everyone's chapters was posed what you would do if you lost the ability to communicate, but also how you would like to be your voice remembered. How would you like your voice to be remembered? And that's going along with what I said earlier about the voice being a real holistic a part of someone's being. So how would you like to be? How would you like your voice to be remembered? And then tying it in with Alzheimer's, what would you do if you lost the ability to communicate? And I thought everyone's answers were so unique and deep and different that I just thought it was an incredible finale to everyone's chapters.
And then,
as opposed to an afterthought.
You're going to think this is amazing, but Gabrielle Carteris, the president of AFTRA, is speaking at That's VoiceOver. I know we're going to be getting to that, but it's relevant here because she, after her long television career, started to do a great deal of voiceover. And then she had an illness and lost her voice for 2 years. And she was just telling me this story the other day, and she's going to share some of the details about it during the event when she speaks. And it tied beautifully and, you know, serendipitously into this piece of the book, which asked people to talk about what it would be like to lose the ability to communicate. And here we have a voiceover actor who was faced with exactly that. She overcame it, thank goodness. But now she's here to talk about what that was like.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
All the events that I've done, including that voiceover, is really an aspect of the book and people speaking their truth. And surrounded by what it takes to be a voiceover artist, what it takes to be really a human being.
And the book was really rather groundbreaking on another level, on a social level, because voiceover actors don't really know each other so much. And they go to an audition and they compete against each other, really, or with each other for jobs, but they don't necessarily get to know each other. And many of them wonder about each other. When this book brought them all together and we started doing book signings and creating parties and educational events, inviting them all in, it was really wonderful to see them saying, "Oh, my God, I always wanted to meet you, and I've been listening to your work for 20 years and wondered what you were like." And this camaraderie developed, and now there's all these friendships, and it really sort of girded the industry in a way, and it's becoming part of the industry now that voiceover actors come together at mixers and different functions and are working together at a whole other level.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't there before.
Yeah.
Right, it was not. You guys did that. You did that.
Yeah, and in that process brought all this attention and awareness to the Alzheimer's Association. You know, so one thing on one hand has nothing to do with the other, but because Joan wanted to do something powerful for the Alzheimer's Association, she did what was natural, and that was turn to the people she knows, turn to her community, and marshal their services. And so now we have this upspring of awareness and involvement from all ranks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And some of these legends that are going to be at That's VoiceOver, they've also told me that this event has been a highlight in their career. And when I tell you some of these people make six figures a year, that is an honor. That this event is a highlight in their career because they're able to share who they are and to share their work and to share their experience and to really bring a kind of uplifting to the community that's basically been behind the scenes and hiding.
Right, yeah, it's a beautiful
nature.
Thing. It's a beautiful thing that you guys are doing. It really is. And so many people are going to benefit from this. And I'm for one, excited that it's coming to Los Angeles. I want to say really quickly, speaking on the book, I know I've read, I think, somewhere online when I was Googling you guys today in regards to secrets of voiceover success that you have donated 100% of the proceeds to the Alzheimer's Foundation.
Yeah, I continue to do that. You know, when you're in the book world and you have a book, you get royalty checks, and those royalty checks go to Alzheimer's, and it's been that way for now 6 years. The book first came out in 2005, and now it's in its second edition, third printing.
Wow.
So it's been 6 years. So, yes, every 8 months I donate the royalty checks to Alzheimer's, but also my events that I do, although that's voiceover, is definitely the biggest and most expansive with the most incredible sponsors in the industry
right.
that are at this event. All along, I've been donating whatever money I'd made from past events to Alzheimer's as well. So I work,
right.
I have my key people there.
Right.
I have my key women there that we work closely together on events, and they are so incredibly supportive around our events because they feel like they're really unique, and it really captures a community of people that normally they wouldn't have at their fingertips. And, of course, it's people that are communicators, which makes it even more powerful and more
right.
meaningful because, like I said, that disease is one where you actually lose your voice and your ability to speak if you go deep enough into the disease.
Wow.
So there's a lot of little connections. And then, actually, a lot of people on the panel and in my book, it just so happened that someone very close to them, whether it was their father, their cousin, their you know, aunt or friend that had passed away from Alzheimer's, so there was automatically a connection. That's how close the disease is for people, that
yeah.
most of the people in the book had that experience.
Mm.
And on the practical side, one of the great things about the stories in the book is that you can read them over and over again. I don't know if you've ever been a teacher, one of the things you know about students is they ask mm-hmm. the same questions over and over again.
Yes.
You know, even over months and months. And
right.
it's part of the teaching process. It's part of the learning process. People have to do that. And it's amazing how really great bits of information, golden nuggets, can be shared with a student, and it'll go right over their head. And it's the very thing they want to know, right? But it's the thing they can't hear in that moment for whatever
mm-hmm.
reason. But with the book, you can revisit these stories, like watching a favorite movie over and over, and it starts to sink in.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard
awesome.
That from a lot of people who have purchased the book, that they keep reading it over and over.
Like a study.
Well, I will definitely be picking up my copy. And for our listeners that want to grab a copy of the book, Joan or Rudy, how would they go about finding it?
Well, the quickest and easiest would be going on Amazon.com, and make sure that when you go there, you buy the new and revised. It says expanded and revised. So, because the old version's there, but I don't think there's any more books that you can actually buy, but then there's the revised and expanded version, and that has a CD included, so you definitely want to
awesome.
Get that version. Also, it's in any of the bookstores, you know, drama bookstores, as well as Borders or Barnes & Noble, but it's in the acting section in acting books, and that's where the voice, any you know, book that has anything to do with acting is in. So it usually they're in alphabetical order, and you just look up Joan Baker, and you'll see Secrets of Voiceover Success, along with the many other instructive books.
So that's the easiest way.
Yeah.
Another way you can get the book is through the publisher. And
right.
I mention this because when you buy the book through the publisher, a little bit more goes to the Alzheimer's Association. And the publisher is Sentient Publications.
Can you give that a spell?
.com.
Can you spell Sentient?
Sentient.
Boom.
Publications.
With an S.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
You know, on Amazon, you'll probably get it a little cheaper, but not as much will go to the Alzheimer's Association, which is what we would love to
which
see. We don't mind.
Right.
We don't mind paying a little more. Most folks don't mind paying a little more when
right.
it's going to a good cause.
Exactly, and that's definitely a great cause. I want you guys to hold tight. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. We'll be right back to
okay.
talk about that voiceover
Woo!
With Joan Baker.
Here we go. Hi.
Hold tight, y'all.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
We are back. We're back, and we're speaking with Joan Baker and Rudy Gaskins, the creators of That Voiceover. And before I bring them back on, I want to go ahead and welcome my, I don't know what he is to me, but he's such a great guy. He's one of EOTM media correspondents, T. Angelo of Love, Hate, and The Dance, In Between Them. Welcome to the E-Buzz.
T. Angelo, baby, how are you?
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm doing quite
hey.
Well.
You know what? And I got to do this the right way every time T. Angelo comes on. This is his intro music, y'all. You're welcome.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, that's enough.
That actually reminds me of T. Angelo.
Yeah,
that actually reminds
remember.
Me of him.
T. Angelo, just remember. It's,
all
it's
that
my
incredible
show,
energy.
Yeah, it's my show, T. Angelo, okay? It's
oh, you played my intro and got me lit now.
I know, right? But I wanted to definitely bring you on because I know when you went to New York and you were so excited about going to New York for the first time, and then
I
all of a sudden we see you on, you know, that voiceover doing some kind of promo and doing it as nobody but T can do it.
Let me tell you, it was hilarious. So, you know, I called you, Carla, begging you to put me on a red carpet. Like, it has to be something going on. And
right.
you were like, T, it's short notice. You should have told me beforehand. But I didn't know. And then
right.
I was in Times Square, and I was sitting there, and I looked down, and I see this woman with a camera. I said, oh, I have to go talk to her. And I walked over, and she interviewed me. Mr. Gaskin took some pictures, so I have that for the blog also. I got the picture for the blog, Carla, of
okay.
me and taking pictures with Joan being interviewed.
Okay.
Next thing I know, Michael Jackson was dancing, and she was dancing with him.
And Michael
like,
Jackson didn't
I
know that,
that
I was coming to town either.
Right, no. He looked up, and he was like, I'll do that. Okay.
I found that online today, that
oh,
video
you did?
Online. Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. No stone unturned for Carla B.
Yes.
No. She's awesome. And it was great.
Wow.
And I was like, it was so much fun. They were awesome in New York. And October 6th, everybody, October 6th, that's Voiceover comes to Hollywood.
But you know
what? Be there.
What's interesting is I didn't know that was your first visit to New York.
No, I had no idea.
We had no idea.
Man, you've got guts. You were like, you were like totally New York,
totally.
Times Square.
And it was so funny because I had to kind of – I tried to calm myself down, but it didn't work. I was on the subway one night, and it was these three ladies. They were, like, party goers. And they looked sexy, and they were hot. And I was like, here, I would go talk to them, go sit down and have a conversation. And my brain said, T, you're not at home anymore. And then T said, who cares? I walked over and started talking to them, and they were weirded out at first. I was like, I'm not from here. She said, yeah, people here don't do that.
Yeah.
I was like,
wow.
Oh. Well, how do you meet people?
Yeah.
So
but
Carla,
we had such a great time with you that night, and people out there listening
you.
Should know that that one encounter, which was our first encounter together, you, Joan, and myself,
yes.
in Times Square, is what led to what is now you as our roving reporter.
That's
at
right.
That's VoiceOver
yes.
on October 6th.
See?
So she is going to be there
yes.
with the camera crew covering everything that's going on at the event, and he's going to take a look at it from the point of view of what's VoiceOver all about and how does
right.
one get into that.
And so
yeah.
for the
yes.
listeners, you guys definitely check out, listeners. You guys watch out because I'm new to VoiceOver as well. Of course, I've been listening to it all my life.
Exactly.
So I'm so excited because they're going to have vendors and sponsors there. So we're going to talk to them and probably take some vocal classes, get out of a booth
yes.
and record. We're going to talk to all these legends and get their stories. It's going to be – I'm overjoyed. Like, I just went to the venue the other day, Carla. We went
yeah.
to the venue, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is it right here? I'm ready. No, where's the cameraman? He not here yet? Oh, okay.
Is that place gorgeous or what, the Pacific
it
Design
is,
Center?
I haven't
gorgeous.
Been there yet, but I will be.
Oh, it is gorgeous.
I just heard.
Carla, that's where we did the gala, the NAACP
yeah,
gala.
I remember.
Yeah, and the theater there, you guys are going to, the lobby for the theater?
The Silver Screen Theater. Yeah,
I don't know what I'm gonna wear yet, because whatever I wear has to coincide with the lobby.
That's right.
Oh my God. That's what's
well,
up.
That's
you know what you're
like
doing.
Green, red, yellow, and blue.
Oh, good. I'm wearing electric blue.
Yeah, it's got all the primary colors there.
But Carla, I do want to let you know that the interesting thing about That's VoiceOver, one of the unique aspects is that our sponsors are integral parts of the voiceover industry.
Okay.
So, for example, AFTRA is a sponsor. Backstage Magazine is a sponsor, which is a Bible for auditions for actors.
Right.
ACX, which is powered by Audible.com, is the largest distributor in audiobooks in the United
yeah.
States. Neumann, which is a global brand microphone. If you don't have a Neumann in your studio, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Sennheiser is another Neumann is a sister company to Sennheiser, and these companies are mammoth in voiceover in terms of microphones. Whisper Room, which creates portable recording booths, they are sponsoring a talent spotlight, which the winner will be voicing a promo for a CBS station.
Wow.
Not only that, but the winner is also going to get a 60-day trial contract with TGMD Talent Agency in Hollywood.
Voiceover Talent Agency.
And they're going to win a TLM 102 studio microphone from Neumann.
Wow.
And it's actually the microphone they've all auditioned on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, and I know you're reading down the sponsor list, and I'm actually on that page also, your thatvoiceover.com website, and I see that is just so awesome.
Actually, I've memorized it. I'm not reading a thing.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But you have some great sponsors, and that's very smart to just, you know, have them all, you know, something in common with the industry that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's what these sponsors are what creates either jobs for us or they empower our voices to sound the best that they can be. RSPE is an audio solution company, and they go along with buying a microphone, getting a whisper booth, a whisper room.
All the audio equipment that you would need to do a home
yeah.
studio or to, you know, do the Super Bowl.
And you know what I will say, you guys? This is such a tremendous event because I have recently been posting on Facebook, you know, about the event or whatever.
Right.
And some young lady hit me up and she was just like, you've been posting a lot about That's VoiceOver. Are you involved with that? And I was like,
as a matter
oh.
of fact,
I was. And she was saying how, I guess, I think maybe last year she wanted to go or something about the event last year. She's been following you guys and she's really excited.
Oh.
And I was like, actually, it just so happens I am. And so I was like, wow. So I am truly excited because it will be a learning experience for me as well
right.
as. Just, I'm so excited to meet and hang out with, you know, you two again. Oh, Carla, I'm going to invite you to go. Joan, I was going to ask you if I could bring Carla with me. As she's going to take the place of my manager. Is that okay?
Carla, can I swear? Hell yes.
Yeah, how else is Carla going to pick up her autographed copy of the book?
I know.
Oh, my God. Carla, you're going to get to go.
I love what you're saying, Tiangelo, about being able to learn, because we were talking earlier about how many people try to break into the business and they want to learn what to do, and it's not easy to find someone who can really guide you there.
Yeah.
The book does a good job of that, but you still have to find people to do that, and we've seen people spend a lot of money with shysters out there who are pretending to be able to help them get careers. When you come to That's VoiceOver, you know, for your $150, you spend 10 hours with the people who do it every day and every aspect of it. So
yes,
you walk away immersed in everything that's involved, and you can really begin to make a conscious, eyes wide open decision about whether this is a career for you or not.
And if it is, you'll understand how to dive in the right way.
Yeah.
Right. Now, here's my question. He can tell us it's going to be a good event or not. Are you guys going to feed us while we're there?
Are we what?
I'm afraid we are. I'm afraid we are. Twice.
D'Angelo, twice.
Oh, that's a good event. Oh, that's going to be a good event.
Yeah, but what good is the food without the open bar?
See? Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
But so he doesn't drink. I don't think. He should.
You had apple martinis on the thing. Yeah, I tried one, and it wasn't too bad.
Oh, you wasn't supposed. That wasn't for you. You're going to get me in trouble.
That was a virgin apple.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
That was one
virgin
apple martini.
Okay, thank you, Judy. Thanks so much. But you know what? I'm actually at on the website, thatsvoiceover.com. And if you click, if you guys go to it right now, thatsvoiceover.com, and click on what is it that really gives, it breaks it down really great. But, of course, we have these great voiceover gurus in the house. And
yeah,
this is going to be for Joan, because I know she's so good at this. And I've spent like 6 hours today just Googling Joan. And I'm like, she's so good. So a question that I have for you, and I know that if people go to T'Angelo's Facebook page, they see his video and people know what that voiceover is about. But tell me this, give me a voiceover, an example of a voiceover, Joan.
Well,
one of yours in the past.
There's actually different kinds depending on what you're doing. But you want me to do a little commercial?
Yeah.
Grab a script off the shelf, girl.
I am. Trust me, I have thousands.
I believe it. Okay, so ready? Yes.
Now, a backstage beauty secret from L'Oreal. It's new Magic Perfecting Base. Used under makeup primer, instant smooths and resurfaces skin. It visibly fades lines and minimizes pores. It works like magic. New Magic Perfecting Base by L'Oreal.
Yes!
Oh,
I want some of it. Give me a cake.
Oh, my God!
No more wrinkles.
I listened to your demo reel today, Joan, and I was like, oh, my God, that was her? That was her? Oh, my God. Your voice, you know, even when I saw your commercial from New York, I was like, okay, that voice, I've heard that voice 1,000 times.
It's been around.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I just thought about it. Back in the day, I was on Dancing. I did a music video. Do you guys know the young lady who did Tommy Pickles' voice from Rugrats?
Oh,
is
no,
it E.G. Daily?
I think so. She's a short little lady.
Well, she's in my book.
I think that is her. I'm gonna go on YouTube and find it and show you guys. I did a music video with her. She did a lip syncing part for this music video we did for a rock band.
I think it was E.G. Daily.
I think it is her. Yeah, her name is E.G. because it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like E.G. or E.G.
Yeah.
That is her. She's in your book. Awesome.
She's in
my
book.
The voice of Babe the Pig.
Yeah, and she did a couple of Nickelodeon characters too.
Yeah, and she's also does a series on. One at TBS or one of those stations. She does like a regular cartoon series. She's incredibly successful animation voice artist.
Yeah, and she was telling me how she kind of slipped and fell into it a little bit, and then she had to get herself trained up because, you know, you go in on accident, but then you have to perform on purpose.
Oh,
that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also she's a singer. So she's someone that, see, when you have some kind of experience somehow working with your voice, whether it was public speaking or radio announcing or acting or singing, you start to develop a little bit of how to work with your voice. That gives you a head start in voiceover. It's certainly as a specific craft, very specific, but when you're used to working with your voice on some capacity, it makes the craft a little bit more easier to dive into,
right?
And, But voiceover has its own language. And just like doctors have their own language in which they communicate and lawyers have their language, so does voiceover. You have to actually learn the language, and then you have to understand how to create it when people ask for it. So there's actually a lot of layers to it. And voiceover itself is the art of spontaneity, nuance, and subtlety. And that is because of the microphone. So you have to really learn how to use and work with the microphone without pushing or not just pushing your voice, but creating an atmosphere with it, creating a scene with it, because we don't see you. You know, no one
right.
sees you. You have to create that all in how you read the copy. That takes training. Like if
right.
I wanted to be a stenographer, it would take me at least 8 months or nine
or
months.
Four years.
Or years. But
maybe,
the point is.
Maybe even 20 years.
But the point is, you never stop learning in voiceover. You can actually get a job earlier. But if I wanted to be a stenographer, I'd have to train so I understand how to use the equipment, how I could get my fingers
right.
nimble, how I
right.
listen to what people are saying so I can translate it in the symbols that they use. I was a stenographer on The Guiding Light, so I had to do a little bit of observation. But you know, all these things have a craft to it, and voiceover is very specific craft, and that's why that voiceover is an all-day expo that focuses on different aspects of the career by the A-listers that do it. Not all the A-listers, but a lot of the A-listers.
Right.
I have a quick question, Joan. So let's say, because I'm that kid who's at home wanting to get into this, and I don't live in Los Angeles, so I can't go to That's Voiceover, which is October 6th at
yes,
the Pacific
Thursday,
Design
October
Center.
October 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go to thatsvoiceover.com to learn more. But if I can't go because I live in Ohio,
uh-huh.
and I just want to do this.
And
you
that was
are that
my
beacon.
Question for her, by the way. But go ahead, T'Angelo.
Sorry, I'm used to it. So, Joan, what do I do? Where do I start?
You read the book.
That's right. You read the book.
That's not a joke. Because as we mentioned earlier, there's 21 different stories from people who started just like that.
Right, where they were
in
Ohio or in Nebraska.
The light bulb went off one day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to start from where they were. And when you read the book, you hear how that happens for 21 different souls. And you will find yourself among them.
Yeah, you will. You will resonate with someone in that book. And that's why you got you read the review that you read, because when people read the book, they usually resonate with somebody's story. And
mm-hmm.
that resonation with the story is a way to guide you to
right, it really
the
is.
Next step, right?
And that's, mm-hmm. and you get all of that for, you know, like a few bucks. But then I think Joan, what she would tell you next is, you know, how you're going to be able to connect with people who can start you on a training path.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to really work with people that actually do it for a living.
Yeah.
That they actually are in the booth, they do copy, they work with the producers and the directors, because the demands on a read, meaning how you read the copy, and you
mm-hmm.
work with and you're working with the best producers, you're gonna know how to do it. That's why in the voiceover industry there are a big handful of voiceover people that actually teach, and they teach from the perspective of being in front of the microphone and what it takes to do it.
Right.
So I would say, read the book, and then seek out wherever area you're in. You know, if you're in a bigger market than a smaller market, it's going to be easier to find maybe an agent that you can call and say who you would recommend to coach. They're going to know the best people to work with. So then go and see the coach, or go to the school and take the class, however it's set up. But if you call the top talent agencies in your area, they're going to know the coaches. Because some of them are from their particular agency, and they teach.
Right.
You definitely want to work
That's
with
good.
A coach.
Some great advice.
That's
yeah, hopefully they're if they didn't write it down, they can always it'll be archived. They can always come back to EOTMRadio.com and check it out.
Well,
I'm gonna be rewinding this one also.
I also want you to know that one of our sponsors is VoiceBank. .net, and this is something that people would want to write down. It's voicebank.net, and when you go there, one of the things you can look up are voiceover demo reels and clients, and you can also look up voiceover talent agencies, and they list the top voiceover talent agencies in the country, including Canada and some of Europe. And so they also list them by cities and metro areas. So, again, if you are looking for where to study and where to work with a coach, you can go to voicebank.net, click on the front page. You can click voiceover talent agencies. The litany comes up. Look in your area or the closest to your area. Some people live in big markets. Some people don't. So there's going to be less talent agencies in smaller markets and more in bigger markets. And look to see the talent agencies. Give them a call and say, who would you recommend as a voiceover coach?
Right.
That's the cleanest and the quickest and the most advantageous way to do it, because then you know you're going to be working with people that do it for a living, not just people.
And I'll add one thing to that, which may sound a little far-fetched for some people, but we get people coming to coach with us here in New York from Germany, Switzerland, Canada, California, from all over the world.
They fly in.
And they come here after they've trained here, there, and everywhere in their locations, in their regions, because they realize at some point, in order to get the real goods, you've got to be where it really is. And so they go out of their way at some point, just like people go away to college. No one thinks twice about going away to college, right? And that's what one has to do with voiceover also. You may want to consider, and we've had people come here and stay for a couple months in New York, with the underlying premise being that they're working with us twice a week and that they're doing this crash course.
And with an end result of doing a demo reel, which is crucial to what we do in getting an agent and getting work. Crucial. And it has to be done specifically or an agent won't be interested.
And dedication is crucial. You know, you got to want it, and you got to be the kind of person who's willing to go as far as it takes to know that you want it and that you're going to stay with it.
Okay, so question for you guys, because our time is dwindling, but our listeners are global. This is an internet radio station, so we have listeners in New York. So if someone is listening to the show in New York, in your area, in your regular marketplace, how would they go about attending one of your trainings?
Well, you can go on my website, which is joanbaker.tv. And on the front page of my website is a banner for coaching. If you click the banner, then you will get the breakdown of the services that I offer and both what Rudy and I background are, and also it depends on what people's goals are, because some people already come with – they already have an agent and they're just brushing up on their skills. Some people are – They need a great demo reel because the one they have just isn't getting them the agent or getting them the work. So we might work towards training in a way for that demo reel and then helping them to market it to the right agents. And
they can also call us, but Joan is directing you to the website, joanbaker.tv, where you can see the banner and the explanation, because there's a lot of information there to help you really get it under your belt. When folks call us, typically, they want to do a consultation, and they don't realize that that's what they're really asking for when they call.
True.
But they call with, 20 questions in mind. And for that, one has to, make a decision to come in and spend an hour and for actual consultation.
But to
get
learn
real those
information
things.
That could be vital to you, not just pat information like, oh, I have a quick question, this, that, and it's really not quick. You have to really understand each individual and what their needs are and where they are. It's like no pat answers. And plus, one thing about our industry in voiceover is that when you want feedback, you pay for that, because it actually is work and it takes time to do it if you really want proper information. And a lot of people think, I'll just ask and they'll tell me what to do and that's that. No, if you really are interested in a voiceover career, then you're going to need the proper information, and that is work sometimes.
It's an investment.
Yeah. So feedback and analyzing and telling you what the best route is work. So that you have to expect to pay for.
Yes, I definitely agree. So tell us this. Okay, so we got listeners that are interested in and they are seriously wanting to take their career to the next level. They want to come. because that's VoiceOver in Los Angeles on October the 6th. How can they get tickets?
That's voiceover.com.
That's where you can buy the ticket.
Okay.
And there's nothing like being there for this event because it's electric, and you will understand the voiceover industry in a way that cannot be understood in any other way except being there live. But we are going to launch next week a streaming broadcast.
Awesome.
So those folks who absolutely can't do it for some reason will have the opportunity to purchase the online stream of the live show from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So that's the staged part of the show.
Okay.
They will,
it's
they won't
sponsored
see the
by
workshop.
RSPE.
Yeah, that piece is sponsored by RSPE Audio Solutions and Push Creative.
Mm-hmm. You guys have covered every stop. You have covered
you
everything.
You have, and we have about 4 minutes. So, T'Angelo, considering you are going to be, you know, like
the roving reporter,
doing something there, something.
I'm covering the event. I'm going to cover the event.
You're doing something. You're just making stuff up in your mind, but okay. But I'm just kidding.
You're
going to
cover the event.
Yes. Yeah. So I want you to share with our, because I watched the video that your performance on air with them in New York. So what was the question that they asked you, and how did you respond?
I just told them what I thought a voiceover was, and I kind of used my own voiceover because I kind of have this one little guy who talks like this, and I don't really use him a lot, but Jolly G, he's just really a lot of fun to work with, you know? And so if you want to do the work, you just got to put in the time. You got to put in the time. You got to put in the time.
That's actually what he did.
Yes.
That is actually what he did.
That was retarded, but that was so T'Angelo. That's what's up. Well, congratulations to you, T'Angelo. Look forward to seeing you cover that event. And
thank
then,
you.
Of course, Joan Baker and Rudy Gaskins. You guys are
amazing.
Wait,
wait, wait. Before we go,
we're
Carla.
We're not gone yet. Yes.
You have to do your L'Oreal sound. Let me hear you sound like L'Oreal like Joan did.
Me do
like
L'Oreal.
No, Carla.
I'll do,
Thing. No, you talking about Rudy. You mean Rudy.
I thought you said Carla.
He meant
I
Rudy.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
He meant Rudy. Oh, okay.
I'll give you a little taste of something here. me. Okay. When eye irritation blows your way, sail right past it with Visine Totality Multi-Symptom. No other eye drop relieves more symptoms. Visine Totality for a brighter world.
Spoken by an Emmy Award-winning director.
This is crazy.
I know, right? Like, they sound real. They sound like real people, like real voice of people, don't they?
I read something in an interview that someone did with the two of you, and they said that you have a heart to go, and you're so down to earth. Despite all your success, you're still so giving. And I think that little sentence that definitely, you know, resonates what your whole aura is. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Yeah.
And then to see what you guys are doing with the Alzheimer's Foundation, and you're doing something for the voiceover community, and I hope they all appreciate it. I'm sure they do. Before we go, I did want you to mention the other individuals that are part of that voiceover that'll be, I guess, speakers at the event on October 6th. Do you want to throw out some names?
Well, you've got Rolanda Watts.
Who's the host?
Valerie
Rolando. I know how this girl is,
I love her.
Rolanda Watts hosting, and she's a voice on the Judge Brown show. Is that his name?
Judge Joe Brown.
Judge Joe Brown. Joe Cipriano, Bill Ratner, Valerie Smaldone, Cedaring Fox, Jennifer Hale, who's the queen of voiceover game voices, Dave Fennoy, the NAACP Image Awards and BET Voice and the voice of Hulu. George Del Hoyo, who was the voice of maybe 500 movie trailers, and then he's the voice of American Idol. And then there are numerous agents, Wes Stevens,
Nancy Wolfson.
He's the
CEO of Vox, and that's a top voiceover talent agent in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Weinstock, who's VP and creative director of ABC Family. Vanessa Gilbert, who's president of PGMD, and that was the agency that Don LaFontaine was at.
And Carol Kimball.
Carol Kimball, top voiceover casting agent, and Bruce Smith, who's the director of voiceover talent of Disney Animation.
And mind you, when you go to the site, that's voiceover.com, you will see this is a very diverse group.
It is. Extremely. And also there's Nancy Wilson, who is a top coach in Los Angeles in voiceover, and she does casting as well.
And don't leave out Nita Whitaker,
who is the wife of Don
LaFontaine. And I don't know, like, what does she win, Star Search, like 12 times in a row?
13.
She's 13 times, and she's Miss Louisiana. She's going to be there paying tribute to her late husband, Don LaFontaine.
Wow. And also Bernadette Stanis, who was on Good Times. She played Thelma. She played Jessica's sister, honey. She is going to be speaking for Alzheimer's and what it takes to be a caretaker of her mother who has Alzheimer's. So there is an Alzheimer's aspect, but it will be very uplifting and inspirational.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to be there and to meet you guys in person and get my signed autograph copy.
You are on the VIP list, girlfriend.
Thank you so
much. Thanks to D'Angelo, honey. You can thank him on the couch later.
Thanks, D'Angelo.
You know I got you, girl. You know I got you, Mom.
Pour me another drink, Joan. Thank you.
I will.
Yeah. All right. Thank you some, too, guys.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much, Carla. You are the E-Buzz girl, honey.
Yes.
E-Buzz girl.
That's right.
Talking about eBuzz, go ahead and do a voiceover for eBuzz. It comes on every Friday night at 7 p.m. on EOTM Radio.
EOTM?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So what is it every Friday night, you said?
That's every Friday at 7 p.m. on EOTM Radio, the eBuzz with Carla B.
So
eBuzz Radio.
Every Friday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, please tune in to listen to eBuzz talk show host and media consultant Carla B., who will knock your socks off every episode.
That's what's up, and I think that it's so fitting. Thanks, Joan. Thanks, Rudy. Thanks, D'Angelo, for making all this work. I can't wait to see you guys October 6th at the, what's the name of that?
Pacific Design Center.
Yeah, October 6th, that voiceover, y'all. Bang, bang. That's my show.
Bye-bye.
Good night, you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye now.
Bye.